We are finding success and we're here to help break that monotony of your life and help you find your own version of success. Welcome back to another episode with me, Alex.
And me, Adam. How you doing, mate? You're all right?
Ooh, yeah, good, man. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, buddy. Mate, why is it so cold? Sunday, it's been raining like balls today.
Yeah, it's a bit ballsy raining.
Crap.
And it was lovely, wasn't it? A couple weeks ago. Stunning.
Yeah, and now it's rubbish.
Back in the hoodies again. It's
rubbish. But it's nice to be home again. I had a good week.
Good.
Done a bit of research. A little research. I told you about. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Apart from that, mate, yeah, really, really good. Keeping busy, going to the gym.
Nice.
Smashing a list.
Consistency is the one.
That is key. Although I've been eating crap recently.
Why?
I don't know. I just went to Wagga's last night.
Yeah, but Wagga's is lovely.
Oh, way too much.
What? Did you do Japanese... Did you do Japanese... What's the Spanish meal that you eat loads of little bits of everything?
Tapas.
Do you Japanese tapas? That's what I do when I go.
Well, kind of, but I've done it with the main meal as well. So we had a... Someone had a katsu. I had a fucking...
Language!
I had a donburi bowl, banging.
Duck rice, donburi?
Nah, rice and chicken in it.
Chicken donburi.
I had geysers. I had chili squid.
Absolutely.
I had some bao buns.
Yeah, bosh.
Edamame, spicy.
Oh, you did go ham. Well. You were on, but that's expensive though. Where'd you go?
MK. Where we went to, actually. Where me and you went. About 2 years ago.
Me and you?
The last time we went...
Oh, snowboarding.
Snowboarding.
Oh, that was good.
We've been in ages.
We need to go again.
Oh, yeah, we'll go next month. 1 year later.
Yeah. Hey.
But it was good, mate.
You know how it'd be.
It was good. We've been up to anyway. We've been getting on.
I had a really bad week before last. Like...
Did you?
Yeah. I'll be totally honest with you. I had a really, really bad week. I wasn't happy about it. I just got...
Work?
Admit.
Gym? Or just in
all
general
of the above.
Life?
Lack of gym. Work was terrible.
What in... China or post China,
pre China. That week in between, I just had a terrible week. Food was bad, so nutrition was bad, gym was bad. The work, like my personal work, was bad. Just everything, I just let depression try and take a hold, but I don't believe in that bitch, so I shook her off.
That's right.
and just saw my life. So this week, I made it like a mandatory thing to just keep going. Don't like lay in, don't be a slack, feel sorry for myself, just get up, go. I had the best start to the week ever. I completely reorganized my room, controlled my environment, made it much more nicer to live in,
good,
and like be more manageable and etc. and it's lovely and I'm in a much better place. So this week it's gonna be a good week.
That's right.
That's all I've got.
Good man.
Next week coming up.
So it's gonna be a great time.
Yeah.
I think we need to start running again.
I've just started running actually this week.
Well,
not very successfully, I'll be honest with you.
No.
Why have you had this urge? Because go on, talk to me. What's
so for me? Obviously, where are we going to next?
Miami, baby.
Okay, it's not too bad. The gym's all right there.
Okay,
but we're quite restricted into allowance of gyms, right?
Yeah. When we travel.
We don't have many gym options to go to. And, I mean, for me, obviously, I have that row coming up, but I want to still get...
Still on?
Yeah, I'm still...
November.
Still doing it, mate. Yeah, still doing it. So, I want to get in shape for that. And also, summer's coming as well. Barbecues are coming up.
Amen.
Tops are going to be coming off.
Popping.
And we're going to be cooking some barbecues, chefing. So, I just want to cut a little bit of weight. I've put a little bit of weight on to put some muscle on, build some muscle mass.
Good.
Popeye spec. But you know what I mean? I just want to cut a bit of weight now. Thin down a little bit. Expose the gains and then bulk again over the winter. But I just feel like the lack of gym is quite a substantial struggle to our weekly routine. And I think that is basically where it all stems from. Not having that like go-to thing, because the 9 to 5 is fine. We sort of do that anyway. It's when we come home, we don't have that go, that we have that restriction there. So I'm thinking maybe running could be something that we could get into.
I couldn't agree more. So interestingly, I've had this same thought. Yeah, we are fortunate enough to travel the world and it's amazing, but consistency with that sort of stuff, nutrition, and working out, getting physical. I'm gonna, anyway, it's hard because say like Japan, we didn't have access to a gym.
Yeah,
they wouldn't give us access because we're not local.
Yeah.
What's the next one? China.
China's alright for us.
We had a gym, but it was like 10 minutes. The site was huge of our hotel. It was 10 minutes the other side of the hotel.
Okay.
And also, you had to get there between a certain time. If you like, say if it shut at 9, they wouldn't let you. They wouldn't shut you over there at 8 to get there.
Oh, really?
It shuts an hour. No point going. It's like, that's not the point, is it?
Yeah.
But that was not the point. Where I'm trying to get to is, no matter where we are in the world, even in Saudi, we could go for a run. That is our prerogative. We could control that.
Yeah.
So that's going to be my default. And if there is a gym result, use the gym. But trying to make the default running, it's going to be the new thing for me. And then trying to do it when I get back as well. Because I can do a morning run, easy, or a morning gym sesh, and then do an evening run.
Yeah.
Or an evening gym session, and change it up, chop it up when I'm back here in the UK.
Mm.
There's no excuse. Like, running is so easy to start, to do.
Yeah.
Don't need a gym, don't need equipment. We've got running shoes.
Yeah, away you go.
I haven't got an excuse. So it's been a bit hard on myself, but
yeah.
I need to be.
What book are you reading right now?
Moment, One Up on Wall Street.
Wow, great book.
We on?
I'm on The Richest Man of Babylon.
It's in the list.
So it's quite hard because it's in Old English. So it's quite like, I mean...
What, ye old, ye old?
Yeah, it's not that hard,
okay.
But it's a bit like... It takes some processing to think. It's like a normal book you'd open up, you crack away. Like One Up on Wall Street is an easy book to read. Reel it out, it's nice and easy, nice, simply written. Whereas that is quite hard to sort of process the information that's going through.
Worse than, what was the one we both got stuck on?
No, not as bad as that.
Oh yeah.
That's quite bad.
What's the other one? Intelligent Investor.
Yeah, that's dense. Bad as well.
As bad as that, or?
I would say it's probably, obviously it's not as thick.
No.
And the information isn't as dense.
Okay.
So it's a bit simpler to read. It's kind of the best of both worlds in that respect, but it's still quite hard to get through. But we'll get there. I'm ticking.
Nice
over.
Work.
I'm
ticking. What's the goal? End of the month or end of next month? Or?
End of next month, yeah. End of May. That'd be my fifth book.
Good work.
Well,
I think it's good work. Yeah,
very good.
Slowly chip away. King of the castle.
That was it. What were we talking about this week?
This week,
Barry,
we're talking about breaking free.
Yeah, boy.
You know, transforming limiting beliefs.
Mm.
That's what I want to talk about this week, Adam.
Yeah. These episodes are quite hard to come up with sometimes, but when you sit down and actually sort of think about, again, like the procrastination episode is something that we experienced. And again, the same thing with breaking free is like transforming our limiting beliefs. Obviously, we all have limiting beliefs in lives. Everyone has, for instance, running. I can't run 5K.
Yeah.
Why? Well, because I haven't actually tried, I haven't put the effort in, or I physically can't. A lot of people say they physically can't. That's fine. You probably physically can't, but... That couch 5K thing for a lot of people is a massive, massive helper. You know, you can do the, was it run 400 meters or run a minute and then walk a minute or whatever.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? It's like the little step by step to overcome the limiting belief is the little section we need to work on. So a lot of previous limiting beliefs in our minds come from previous experiences like running or from a younger childhood, like don't touch that, it's hot. Or you can't do that, you're too small, or that's sharp, be careful, don't jump from that, it's too high. No, bees are dangerous, wasps are dangerous, dogs can bite, cats can scratch, all these limiting things that we're growing up with.
Don't try and be a footballer, study out of school.
It's wasting time, you know. All these things that we're growing up with is like, it ingrains in our mind. And over a certain like childhood period of time, say 10 years, for instance, from 0 to 10, we get told no about 40,000 times, I think it is, over the course of our like 10-year period. So that's true, by the way, in that book. Jeff Olson. Can't think of it now. Great book.
Marketing?
No.
Slight
Edge, Jeff Olson.
Oh, well done.
Great book. So yeah, it's around 40,000 times in that period of our childhood we get told no. So that is a limiting belief right there and then. And obviously our parents are just there trying to make sure we're safe. But That is the first accountable limiting belief we've already found in life, in our life. You can't run the 5K, you're too small, this, that, and the other. So they're already embedded in our minds, right? So we already start off on the back foot. And then when we get older and progress into the gym stage, 16, 17, 18, where people are trying to, you know, shape up for girls or boys or whatever, and, you know, this whole other shape, it's the same thing. Our mates say, you can't lift that, you're too weak, you can't do this, you can't do that. So again, it ingrains in our minds. So then when we break away from that friendship group, it's the only sort of time in ourself we have a free mind. Our mind's allowed to do what it wants to do and try new things because we don't have a limit anymore. The limit is still there. The belief is still there. I can't do this because Doris from 1986 told me I can't. But why can't I try? I can't climb Mount Everest because it's too expensive. It's too high, blah, blah, blah. But actually, why can't I try? So these things, we need to sort of find a way to overcome and adapt and find out why we can't do them and answer that question. If we can do them, then tell everyone that we can.
But that is quite, I would argue, that is the hardest part, overcoming them, because, absolutely, as you said, it's ingrained in you from a childhood. You've had years and years of being encouraged to believe that you cannot do something, whatever it may be. So that's the hardest thing to like, but you don't think it is. You don't think that's a restriction. You think there's other outliers out there that are external things resisting you being able to get to it or stopping you being able to get to it. But most of the time, it is just internal. It's just,
and I think
the old ticker.
Massively based up around, I know this is going to be, again, like a massive sore subject for many people, but like day-to-day school life, right? Like, we're ingrained to work the 9-to-5. That is shaped around us to create and pump out exactly the same human being from the last that just passed the year through, right? It's from year 8 to year 9, you're just being transformed into that human being, grown up a little bit, allowed to do slightly smarter work and have slight more responsibility. But at the end of the day, we're still doing Of Mice and Men book. We're still reading, going to go and tame them rabbits. We're still reading all these books that have been there for 30 years. That nothing's changed because we're there to work for the people that are the people that are outside, that are thinking big, that are trying new things, and necessarily we wouldn't, because we're built to be factory industrial workers. Absolutely. Or so on and so forth.
You're almost taught not to think outside the box too much at school, aren't you? You're not encouraged to be the outlier, to be the rogue geezer on his own. It's almost school against school culture.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's why I think the very, very like heart of our limiting belief comes from, like you said, the 0-to-10, that sort of age where we're told to do certain things and we're told not to do certain things. So I've got a question for you. Have you ever had yourself any limiting beliefs in your current sort of journey, post-school, on the journey right now?
I'll be honest, I've had the most limiting beliefs.
Nice.
Later on in life. Because, and I'll be honest, you're a big part of that, Adam.
Oh,
Mr. Dodds.
Stop her.
When you approached me and, I don't know if you remember, but I walked into you in this little sub-assembly room. I can't remember what you said. You said you were knackered. You was up at 5 a.m. or something like that. And I just went, that's odd time to be up, isn't it? It's like, what are you doing up at 5 a.m? I was working. Okay, right. So that's when, like, we first started getting into this sort of thing.
You
started saying, oh, we should do a podcast, we should start investing. And I started going down this road of learning about trying to create generational wealth, trying to create something for yourself, not just having to be a part of this big rat race for the rest of your life. It took a long time
to
smash through the barriers and see a path. Even nowadays, like, the clouds come across the path and it gets grey and you have to find it away. You have to find your way again and stuff like that. But you just have to keep telling yourself that. And that was probably one of the biggest limiting beliefs, that I could be more than what I was aiming to be originally. I was aiming quite low in from, like, if you look at it from 35,000 foot view, I was actually just like aiming really low. Even though it felt huge for me in my career and my industry, in life it was low balling, and I just couldn't see that. I thought that was like a really high ceiling for me to be able to reach where I was trying to get to, and in reality the ceiling, if I jumped to that, just to that ceiling, I'd be depressed all my life. But jump through the ceiling, get to the sky, man.
It's a newfound level.
Sky's the limit. Yeah.
Level.
That, I'd say that was the biggest one, personally. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, I'm the same. Like, so I think, again, we all have like the exposure to there is more out there, or there is something else. And some people find that through like Instagram and stuff, and some people feel that through like social media or a friend or whatever. But also, it can be defined by like life experiences. If we meet someone that has done something else with their lives, as in like, for instance, oh, why have I been up at 5 o'clock in the morning? Well, I'm doing this. If we have that person that is like readily available to us, like, well, why are you doing that for, you fucking strange person? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's that exposure to, well, hang on a minute. He does the same thing as me. He has the same hours as me. He does the same job. He cooks the same, pretty much eats the same, drinks the same, does all these other things the same, but yet he's getting up at this time of the day. How is that possible? So you kind of then think back into how that has happened, why they're doing that, and then you get the conversation and the mind starts fluctuating and you go, right, here we go. There's some cogs turning now. I'm thinking about other stuff. Let's have a see what we can do, because again, we're all out there to be more than what we currently are. And there is some people that don't want to be more than they are, and that's fine. But at the same time, we all want a pay rise. We all want a promotion. We all want a better car, better house, best family possible, better holidays and stuff. So there's always something more that we want. The goalpost always moves. And when you see someone that's doing better or perceived to be doing better than you, then you're like, right, I need to find out what they're doing because I want to do that. Some people, they want it instantly, instant gratification. Right, I want to do it now. And that's obviously where it changes a little bit, because they're then, it's almost jealousy comes into things, right? Whereas we want the long-term stuff. And then that, I think, again, falls into the case of find the right person that wants to do that and helping you. They can help you break those beliefs and break those limited beliefs and overcome that problem.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes you do need someone else to help you see that they're breakable.
Yeah.
You can't always convince yourself that, again, because you're so ingrained to not believe it's possible. You do need other people else from, you know, external sources to just show you the way.
Mm.
Just
tell it all, that little chink in life.
Yeah, exactly.
How do we break them? How do we overcome them? Point is for you, the rest of the podcasting community over here. How we overcome them so far?
Action.
Yeah.
I'd argue action, I think. Actually, taking steps towards whatever it is your limiting belief may be. Obviously, first seeing it for your own eyes through someone else, and then maybe understand. I think a lot of like seeing the big players in that we look up to, seeing that actually they had quite a humble beginning, not very extravagant, not wealthy people.
Yeah.
And they've just broken through these barriers themselves, being highly motivated at the time due to family or whatever it may be. It just seeing that it is possible, and the only restriction is yourself and non-action.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't take action, you're still going to be in the same place.
Absolutely.
It's just keep on chipping away, taking action, and it's like, yeah, just if you feel like you're getting closer every single day, especially when you look back. The other bit is constantly looking back.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
constantly, but every now and then, just go, look how far I've come.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, whoa, I'm going places. I'm it's working.
Yeah.
It may every day to day may not feel like you're doing anything whatsoever, but throughout a year long, 2 years, 5 years, it's going to make a difference.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's better than standing still.
Yeah, it's like you said, it's almost like referring to it in simple terms as the couch to 5K area, right? Like you said, it probably takes three 5 months to do a 5K after you've started that app or whatever or signed onto it. Remember, you could only run 200 meters before walking for 400 meters or 500 meters. So then you go, okay, I can run 400 and walk 200. So you've already gained 200 extra meters. It's like looking back on that and going, Jesus Christ, it took me 3 months, but I can now run 5K. Mm. I couldn't do that before. So it's the same with life. It's like breaking that barrier down. It's exactly the same thing with saving money. Like, again, people rely on Netflix so much, but if you really need to set up for a holiday for, I don't know, go skiing or something, and that's going to cost you £10 a month to get there, and in 2 years' time you can pay for that holiday, cancel the Netflix subscription, and in 2 years' time you have the dream holiday that you want to, because yeah. you've saved yourself watching Netflix. It like, there is ways of doing that, and it just starts with an idea. It starts with that I have to try it, I want to try it.
Yeah.
Let's see where this leads us. And then, oh, that's actually quite simple. I don't need this in my life. What else can I restrict that will make me be able to afford this? Or what can I learn that I can help my son's future or my daughter's future or my granddad's future or my dad's future? Do you know what I mean? What's the next step? What is the next step? Just try challenge the beliefs and just try and break through them, basically. Really, really simple.
Yeah.
But it seems so scary at the same time.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Scares me. Anything else to add?
Finisher there, brother. That was awesome.
Oh, well, we were. Facebook, Instagram, and X. Links will be down below. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and share this podcast. Help this podcast get out of there so we can look at the world. Take care, guys. Have a good one. And we'll see you next time.